This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What's your memory of Toys R Us? What comes back to me is foraging for Lego and Duplo under the retailer's harsh fluorescent lights, kids crying. Other kids, mine were perfect at all times. That moment of wry nostalgia as we look at the downstream effects of news that all 735 Toys R Us stores are closing. Chapter 11 bankruptcy is supposed to give companies a chance to restructure, but for Toys R Us workers and suppliers, this is very hard. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
In September 2017, drowning in more than $5 billion of debt, Toys R Us filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. First thing you gotta know?
Chapter 11 does not mean that a company is dead.
Pamela Foey teaches at Indiana University's Maurer School of Law. Chapter 11 is a lever a company can pull when it's in too much debt. The filing temporarily protects the company from everybody it owes money to while it gets its finances in order and comes up with a plan.
What the business will look like going forward, who's going to get paid.
But in the meantime, pulling that lever can leave everybody that does business with a company in purgatory. For a retailer, that starts with suppliers. Last September, Toys R Us was getting ready for the holidays, stocking up on toys it hadn't paid for yet. Then it filed for Chapter 11. And when that happens,
all of the money that they owe you gets sort of frozen, and it becomes an issue for the court to figure out how much they're going to pay out.
This CEO of a toy maker asked to remain anonymous because he was still doing business with Toys R Us. He says when the retailer filed for Chapter 11, it owed his company $4 million for toys it had already delivered.
We're a relatively small company, and, to have $4 million of cash just suddenly disappear in thin air, it was a scary proposition.
His company negotiated with Toys R Us, but ended up taking a loss. Another part of a business left in limbo during Chapter 11, the workers. Toys R Us had 36,000 around the country. LaShonda Walker, who's 41 and a sales associate at a Toys R Us store in Emeryville, California, heard the news secondhand.
My kids started calling me, "Mom, didn't you say you just started working at Toys R Us? There's something online saying that they're going into bankruptcy." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Then in January, more bad news. Toys R Us was closing a fifth of its stores, including hers.
I gotta look for something else because I still gotta take care of my children. I still have little ones that need stuff, so.
While all this was going on, Toys R Us was coming up with that plan to reorganize the business. Thing is, in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the banks have to agree to those terms. If they don't, a retailer may have to shut down entirely, liquidating its stores to pay its debts. And that's what's happening at Toys R Us. Earlier this month, the retailer told workers it's closing the rest of its stores. Everyone it owes money to will have to get in line. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.